pleasure to go to the KRDO Newsline and visit, as always, with our mayor of Colorado Springs, Mayor Yemi Mobilati. Mayor, Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us, taking some time out this morning. We appreciate it. The floor is yours. Where do you want to start this morning? And good morning.
Good morning, Dan, and thank you for having me. I guess, you know, it's springtime. The flowers are starting to bloom, and the birds are chirping again. And the two things that are top of my mind in this time of the year, and one is our Keep It Clean efforts. You know, Monday is Earth Day. And the second one is really what, you know, I've been hearing a lot about is, you know, the potholes and what the city is doing to take care of our residents.
So let's talk first about the potholes, because I was just crossing the street here on 8th Street and I noticed a big deep one right in front of the McDonald's that I go to get my morning festive beverage. So what's being done about those potholes?
Yeah, so it's the question I've gotten a lot is, are there more potholes than normal? Is this normal for this time of the year? And it is normal for this time of the year, and it's a part of living in a place like Colorado Springs. You know, that freeze thaw throughout the winter, and we've had a lot of moisture and snow. So on one hand, we love that, the moisture. On the other hand, it leads to the pothole. And so we're working our crews on overtime to ensure that we're filling those potholes. We're doing about an average of 320 potholes a day right now. And I was out last week with the former mayor of Colorado Springs as we were talking about potholes and the TC ballot initiative for November, and I got a chance to fill in some potholes myself. So we're working to meet all the requests of our residents. If you see a pothole, please report it at our Go COS app, and our crews will get to it in a timely manner.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, those potholes have been around, and you know, they're always going to be out there, and people can, you know, report what they want. When it comes to cleaning up Colorado Springs, I mean, this is a great effort, and it's one thing, you know, for the citizens to get involved, because that means they're taking ownership of the city as well, so to speak. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It takes a village. There's a part that I do as mayor, which is one of my roles, and I was sworn to care for 500,000 people. And there's also a part that I do, really, as Yemi, a resident of Colorado Springs, that we're all part of this Keep It Clean effort to just make sure our city is a beautiful city.
Absolutely. And you have a busy agenda for you over the next couple of days. What do you got on tap today?
Well, I do have a busy agenda. It's almost like you know my schedule. Wait, what do you know? I kick off my day with an important meeting to just continue to around public safety, and ambulance, and just to ensure that we're staying on top of the safety needs of our community. And then, you know, I'm excited to help kick off this event called the Countdown to Great. It's a press conference. We're going to be there with a lot of partners. It's 100 days from the Paris Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. We're also celebrating the rodeo. We're celebrating the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. So it's kind of a countdown efforts to acknowledging the upcoming summer and all the many incredible events that are happening. And July 27 is an important day for the listeners to remember, because if you can't be in Paris, you want to be in Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. to help some Olympic Team USA.
Definitely. And this this initiative that you spearheaded, this 1,000 neighborhood gatherings, that launched just recently. How did that go? What would you say has been the assessment you can provide over that?
Yeah, I got to tell you, of all the things I'm working on, a lot of things, you know, as mayor, I am, the people are asking, what can the city do for me? And that's my job. And when it comes to the 1,000 neighborhood gathering, this is something everyone can participate, that everyday residents can really take ownership of. And we've already started seeing people launching their own neighborhood gatherings since last year. They told me, we're not going to wait to 2024, but we've officially kicked it off 1,000 neighborhood gatherings, and it's going to start the weekend of May 18th. May is Mental Health Month, and then we're going to conclude on September 28th, which is Good Neighbor Day. It's going to be great. You know, I'm going to make my rounds throughout the community. The governor has asked that he participate in it. I'm actually trying to get the Surgeon General to participate in it in Colorado Springs in one way or the other, because this is a direct response to his book and his report that shows that the public crisis of today is social isolation. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to address and combat.
No question about it. Mr. Mayor, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to our next visit. You're right. It's going to be a great summer with lots of events, and we're looking forward to promoting it and getting all the information people need to participate. Thanks again for the time today. All the best on your busy agenda today.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you all.